Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before we let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are irishtaxrebates.ie, irishtaxrebates.ie. Now, what they do is they can help you to claim back your tax today. They are the tax agent that you can trust, Irish-owned, with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Now, if you have paid any tax in the last 4 years, chances are there could be a tax rebate there available for you. Now, Irish Tax Rebates have a very reasonable charge. They charge just 10% plus VAT in comparison to some tax agents that charge 30% fees. In fact, one of our listeners contacted us earlier on today, and he was caught out by one of these rogue companies. He even sent us screenshots of how much he was charged.
So it's not a rogue company, it's just a company that
charges a lot more than 10% plus VAT.
Yeah, so he heard the ad on Opinions Matter and went to the wrong bloody website.
Yes.
And they charged him 30%. 30%, which is, that's criminal.
It is criminal. So let me just explain how to go on to the right company. Don't do a Google search. Just go to the address bar on your phone or on your computer and type irishtaxrebates.ie. That'll bring you straight to the correct website. Okay? irishtaxrebates.ie. If you go straight to that site, you fill out an application form. It takes on average 12 working days, and the dedicated team of experts, professional accountants with over 20 years' experience, have worked out that the average person is due a rebate of about €1,092, which is a nice amount of money, and that could be in your pocket before Christmas if it's due to you. So, if you would like to find out more, please visit irishtaxrebates.ie. No other website. Don't do a Google search. Just use the website address, irishtaxrebates.ie, and that'll bring you straight to their website. You fill out the form, and fingers crossed, you could have money in your bank account before Christmas. A number of our listeners have done it successfully.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. I've just claimed my tax back and my husband's back this week. So I wouldn't have even known about it if I haven't been listening to your show. So thanks for that. So let's hope we might get something we surprise for Christmas. I will let you know if we do or not. Cheers, guys. Thanks for that.
Once again, to find out more, register at irishtaxrebates.ie. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? You should talk about this. I have a five-year-old in after school in Santry. She's only there from 2 to 5, but there's a boy in there who keeps hitting her, and the creche won't do anything. Because the boy has ADHD, and all they keep saying is he doesn't mean it. My daughter came home bruised yesterday, and I rang them and said that if they don't get rid of that out-of-control boy or put him on meds, I'm going to sue them. And they said they can't remove him from the creche. I'm done in with this, so can you highlight this? If your kid can't control their ADHD, keep them away from other kids. They are a danger. Yeah. So that's from a lady called Jane.
Sarah Jane, actually.
Oh, Sarah Jane. Sorry, Sarah Jane. Yeah. How are you, Sarah Jane? Thanks very much indeed for contacting us.
Who has absolutely no knowledge of what ADHD or ADD is all about. Okay, this is an after school. We have the name of the business.
Mm-hmm.
It's an after school that takes place in a school, but it's run by a separate company.
Okay.
So they do it on school grounds, but they are a separate company from what we believe. Orla, who's working with us today, has made calls to find out what the story is. Now, they can't give details about individual cases, which is fair enough, but they operate in school grounds and they are an after school for junior infants, senior infants and first class kids. So that's what they do. And Sarah Jane, I hate to tell you this, but you haven't got a clue about, like, she says in one line,
my daughter came home bruised yesterday.
This really pissed me off because she said,
so you don't send your child to school or after school to be bruised.
No, but the fact that she says that the boy in question should be able to control himself, you have no clue of what ADHD or ADD is.
If you sorry, Jeremy.
The whole thing about ADD and ADHD is the child is hyper.
Okay, I'm accepting the point that she doesn't understand that a child can't just say, oh, I better control my ADHD. Okay, that's fine. However, this particular boy keeps hitting her child. The creche won't do anything about it because the child has ADHD.
What are the creche supposed to do?
Well, I don't know. That's the question we were asking today, isn't it?
I'm telling you now. If this after school, were to remove that child with ADHD, if they were to remove it, that mother of the child with ADHD would no doubt go on Maz on a rant or maybe contact us or go up on Facebook and say, my child with ADHD is after being kicked out of
school. Okay, Jeremy, if your child came home every day with bruises, listen to me. If your child came home from school or after school or preschool or any school every day with bruises after being hit by a particular child, you wouldn't be happy either. You would not be happy, and say you would.
I'd be a bit more understanding having...
Oh, you'd say, oh, yeah, God love the child, he's got ADHD, sure.
Well, I wouldn't.
So what if my child is getting bruised?
No,
sure.
I wouldn't be doing what Sarah Jane is doing and basically shaming the child.
She's not shaming the child, she hasn't named any child.
No, she is, like, control the little brat.
You do not send your child to school to come home with bruises.
Yes.
Sure, so she's every right to be upset about her child coming home with bruises.
Okay, I've seen the photographs.
Yeah.
We're waiting for permission from her to put the photographs up online. The bruises that your daughter has, Sarah Jane, are, I think the word that they use is superficial. It's a superficial bruise.
It's a bloody bruise.
It's a superficial bruise.
Jesus Christ, Jeremy. As I said, if it was your child or children coming home from school every day with bruises, you'd be kicking the door down.
Sarah Jane's child hasn't come home every day with bruises a couple of times. It's a superficial bruise that is on the child's upper arm. And you know what? I will put the photograph up, but there's no point in even putting it up. All it shows is a tiny little bruise on Sarah Jane's daughter's arm.
And that's okay, is it?
No, I'm not saying it's okay, but people are getting losing the run of themselves now, and their comment to name was the child held down and had their eyes poked. No. Sarah Jane's daughter...
My daughter came home bruised yesterday.
I've seen the photograph.
Yeah.
Her daughter came home with a bruise on the arm.
Yeah.
That is a...
Not for the first time.
It's a superficial
bruise. Not for the first time. Her child.
Let's put all children with AD and ADHD into
again, and I'll say this one more time. If this was your child or one of your children, you would upend the place if your child was coming home bruised.
You need a magnifying glass to see that bruise.
Don't be so sarcastic. The fact is, it is a bruise. You can see it from the photograph, and it's not the first time.
But it's a small little bruise.
Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation...
And sorry, I don't want my words twisted on today's podcast like they always are. I'm not saying any child has a right to hit another child, but what I'm saying is perspective here.
More understanding if the child has got ADHD. Is that what you're saying?
Be more understanding that if the child has ADHD, and for perspective here, the bruise is literally... If I gave Adrian a little pinch there... It would be about the same as what this child has. It's a superficial bruise on the upper arm of this little girl. You have a right to be upset, Sarah Jane, but to call for a child to be expelled from an after school because of a condition that they have no control over, please, cry me a river.
085-825-2626 is our number. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note like Jonathan did.
No, I think I'd be a bit upset too if I was sending my child to school and she was coming home bruised. Because one child in the class can't control himself. I'd want them gone out of the class, or I'd want the parents to sort him out. ADHD and all, yeah, okay. You can use all these excuses and the buck ticking exercises, but he's physically assaulting the children in the bleeding class. Can't be having that. Not at all. You don't send your children to school to be bruised, like Adrian has just pointed out. You do not do that. You send them to a safe environment. You collect them safely. You don't collect them bruised and battered because some one child has problems. No, doesn't sit up. Doesn't stack up, boys. Cheers.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Now, Jonathan's message a moment ago, he's basically saying you don't send your child to school to be assaulted, and that is what happened, and you're belittling this photograph of the child's bruise.
The child was not assaulted, lads.
The child was assaulted. There is no other word.
I'm even checking to see if I can put the photograph of the child on Facebook. You know what? I'll put up the photograph later on and you'll all change your mind, because you all have this image that the child came back black and blue. Cathy, give over with your trolling on Facebook. And come on, if you want to talk to me, come on and actually talk face to face. You're such a dick, Jeremy. Superficial.
But she's
bruise.
Right. No. A bruise is a bruise.
It's a superficial bruise.
Again, Jeremy, I know what you're like. If this was your child, you would be very upset. You would be very annoyed.
Come on, Cathy, and tell me. For someone, Cathy, who hasn't seen the photograph, you come on and tell me why I'm such a dick. That is a statement of fact. It's a superficial bruise. I won't use the word again because I'm sick of saying it. It's a superficial bruise.
And as Cara said, Jeremy would be the first to the newspapers if someone hurt his
kids. Come on, Cara. Talk to me. Talk to me. Tell me why. Tell me why I'm saying something wrong.
Let me go to Robbie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Good, thanks, Robbie. Well, according to Jeremy, this is something you just have to put up with and expect if your child has another child with ADHD in their class.
Right, well, first off, Jeremy's right. We've not seen the picture. We don't know how bad the bruise was. You know, and I'm sure the parent probably did overreact, you know, like overstay how bad it was. The picture obviously.
It's a bruise.
Like
a bruise. Well, a bruise.
Shut the fuck up for a second.
Whoa. Jesus. It's a bruise, Robbie.
I guess my next point. Jeremy, how bad does it have to be before it becomes an issue?
Robbie, I'm telling you, this is literally...
No. I agree with you. No, and I'm okay. I'm okay. It's only a tiny little bruise. It's barely noticeable, but whatever. How bad does it need to be before it's an issue? How bad does the bruise... Like, what stage is the bruise at the point do you think has to be before... I want that child out.
When a child is hurting. If a child is sore. And
what if the child was hurting?
I don't believe it.
Jeremy, this child must have come home and told Mammy about the bruise on her arm.
Have either of you any understanding of what ADD or ADHD is?
I'll be honest, not really, but that's not...
It is the point. Robbie, your lack of understanding for a condition that some children have is ignorant, to be honest with you.
If that child is hitting, I don't give a damn if the child is, like, you know, very heavily special, you know, more extensive special needs. If that child is hitting, if that child was hitting my child, for example, I'd be down to this crash and I'd give them one chance, get that child out, or I'm taking my child out.
Okay, according to what Jeremy is saying, and a number of our listeners, that just shows a complete lack of empathy towards kids with ADHD.
I'll be perfectly honest with you. When it comes to your own kids, I don't give a fuck about other kids.
And I mean, that's the bottom line, Jeremy. And I'm gobsmacked by the way you're going on about this, as if your children could come home from school bruised to bits and sure, that'd be grand.
I'm talking to two grown men here, Adrian and Robbie, who have no knowledge or understanding of ADD or ADHD, and here you are both pontificating about how bad this child is.
That's going on here is no parent sends their child to school or creche or after school to be injured or bruised. It's as simple as that.
Sorry. Okay, Jeremy, let me put it to you. Let's say now the child with ADHD or ADD, for example, picks up a toy, goes over to another child and, for example, hits him in the eye and does serious damage to the eye. A one-off incident. You say, I want that child out. The parent would be going absolutely mental. But what would happen then if it turned out that the parent of the child that was hurt knew that there were several reports made of this child hitting previously.
Well, my daughter, when she was in preschool years ago, she was bitten by one of the kids that was in preschool as well. Now, the child didn't have ADHD or anything like that.
That's grand.
The child was just a biter, and we got a report sent back saying your daughter was bitten on the arm by... She arrived home, and honestly, the teeth marks, it was like a bee was after biting her. Like, it was ridiculous.
Okay.
It wasn't a bad bite.
So you didn't care?
You just said, Asher, that's grand.
No, because some babies do bite. I didn't run down to the school like, Jesus, with pitchforks. You're all Karens, to be honest with you.
Okay. Fuck off. Yeah, well, I mean, but as I said earlier on, how bad would it have to be before you would act? You know, what if in this instance, yeah, it wasn't serious. But what if the next incident is, and the school doesn't act on, you know, an early sign of aggression, and then something more serious happens. You know, toys. Okay, I'm sure in that school, most of the toys are relatively safe. Figures that we would have had,
Robbie, hang on a second. You just said there something more serious will happen. You're trying to make out now that a 5-year-old is going to stick a screwdriver into another 5-year-old. These are.
I never said screwdriver. No, I said a toy. I'm a lot older than what you know. When after school things, when you know back when I was that age,
but a 5-year-old can't do that much damage. Robbie, a 5-year-old cannot do that much. A 5-year-old isn't going to be able to hospitalise another 5-year-old.
Okay. Oh no, they could.
They couldn't pick up a toy and stab a child in the eye with it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's put all ADHD kids in a padded cell.
Nobody said that.
Kids in general.
Stop being so smart.
Could a child do that, yes or no?
Yes, of course they could. Robbie, do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second. Let me go to Emma. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Emma?
I'm good. How are you?
You're angry. Why are you angry?
Because all the clueless, uneducated twats all coming on, jumping on, and running to your one defence, saying, like, my child this and my child that, and I want to know that. Do any of them even understand what ADHD is and know the difference between someone that has behavioural issues and someone that has learning disabilities? Like, a child is gone the last year when they have ADHD. It's an intrusive thought, and then they're like, oh, shit, I shouldn't have done that. And then why and he uses it as a parent, absolutely grilling that child when they come home. You shouldn't have did this. You shouldn't have done that. The child's going to feel even worse then. And then you have simpletons on Facebook saying he should be fucked out of education. Okay, so child loses education because he has a behavioural problem. And then you have this woman saying the child should be medicated. If someone stood in front of me and told me my 5-year-old daughter should be medicated for lashing out at somebody, I would show them what lashing out means because I have ADHD and I've had it since I'm 8 years old.
Okay, the message from Sarah Jane said, okay, she said, if they can't get rid of that out-of-control boy or put him on some meds...
Emma, he's not.
He's a child.
Yeah, exactly. He's not out of control.
He's a fucking child. Kids are going to be kids, mate. That's exactly what it is. Kids are going to be kids. They're going to hit each other. They're going to lash out at each other. Yeah, okay, he's in school. So he can lash out at someone at home out on the road, but it's in school. Oh, God, speak to Jesus Christ. Take the child out of school and lose his education. But he's at home. He does it out on the road. You have a bigger about and the child says sorry and it's all brand new shampoo. Make that make sense. He's a 5-year-old child.
Okay, but again, Emma, to go back to what I was saying a couple of minutes ago, no parent wants their child being injured by anybody when they go to school.
I agree. Yeah. 100%. But flip this situation around. If that young one turned around, or the teacher turned around and said, hey, look, at the end of the day, your child after hitting X, Y, and Z, I think you should personally medicate that child. How do you think Sarah Jane is going to react? Who the fuck do you think you are? This, that, and the other. And we all know it because we're all parents and we all don't like nobody putting our fingers in our children's faces. So what gives her the right to turn around and say, medicate that child is out of control? How do you know it's out of control? At the end of the day, and I can personally tell you this because someone that has it and that's being medicated, trying to get a child onto the ADHD list in Ireland, if you even Google it, it'll even tell you that it's a 2-year waiting list. And then the assessment of it is nearly upwards of €1,500. This country is brutal for children with ADHD, but it's the uneducated retards in the fucking comment section being like, fuck him out of school, he doesn't understand, he doesn't have learning disabilities, he could be the brightest kid in the class.
Okay, Robbie, let me go back to you on that. We're all uneducated fools, basically.
That last comment, the fact you used the R word, just boggles my mind. Can I ask you a question? Let's say now this child with behavioural issues hits another child and says, they're only lashing out. They're only lashing out. It's grand. But then what if the other child reacts and hits them back? And now this child has no behavioural issues. This child is just, is purely just reacting. You hit me, I hit
it's
you back.
The same. No, it goes the same. It's the same way. Take the ADHD out of it. No kid should be hitting
that child. What if the parent of the ADHD child comes down to the school and says, your child hit my child who has special needs. I want that child out.
But you can't throw any child out of school for having any disabilities. This is what I'm saying to you.
No,
why should a child have to be injured going to school? This child keeps hitting her.
No child should go to school and be injured. I agree with that. No child should be hitting anybody. But what you don't know behind the scenes, the parents could be dealing with it, and that parent just doesn't know about it. And plus, it's CPDR. The teacher can't disclose that to another parent. So she hasn't got a clue, and everybody is jumping to the defence of a one-sided conversation, a one-sided comment made on your show, and people are absolutely ridiculing into a five-year-old for hitting somebody. Take the disability away from it. Take the behaviour problem away from it.
Okay, so how do you deal with this then? How do you stop this young Sarah Jane's child going to after school and being bitten and hit? Or not bitten and hit?
Well, it's me personally. If the teacher didn't do anything, I'd find the owner of the crash that she's going to, and I'd ask for a sit-down meeting with the child's parent and be like, look, this is what happened to me, child. I don't appreciate it. Either sort it out, or I'm going to have to remove my own child from the school. And that's what I would do. Personally, I don't know what anybody else would do, but I take my own child out.
Why should Sarah Jane have to confront the parents of the child?
Because the teacher can't confront the child's parents for that extent. If it's continuously happening and the teacher's not doing anything about it, go over their heads, go to the principal, go to the owner, because that's how you get through to them these days. My daughter was in question, she got hit by somebody, child didn't have a disability, and I went straight to the owner, I'm like, here, sort this shit out. And it was dealt with, it was resolved, and the child was moved to another school within the region. They had connecting crashes, so she was moved to a different location.
Do me a favour, Nick, Emma, stay there for 1 second, because we're going to talk to Nicola in just a moment. Bear with me. I want to bring in Connie on this.
Unfortunately, I can't come on air today, lads, but I wouldn't be happy if my child was coming home from school or even an after school place bruised. But my question would be, where are the additional supports for this child? Like, my son has special needs, and he was in a mainstream preschool, but he was under AIMS, and he had an AIMS support during his preschool years, and that was a huge help. So it makes me wonder why this after school facility hasn't got those kind of supports for children with additional needs. It would help a huge deal, and it would probably prevent things like this happening. And just my opinion.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Nicola, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Nicola?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
I was going to come on and give out to Jeremy for what he was saying, because he's the one who goes on about kids not doing anything and they sitting there all blasé about it. But listening to your last caller, everyone is jumping down the neck of this five-year-old. If you take the ADHD away from it, would it be such a big deal?
Well, Emma, would it?
That's what I'm saying. It wouldn't be. That's what I'm saying. If you take the disability away from this, would we even be having this discussion?
No, we wouldn't be having this discussion, because too many people these days are furries and they like to label things and they want to jump down people's necks. It's literally the same across the board. This could be any topic, and once there's a label put on it, ADHD, autism, Down syndrome, it didn't matter what it was, someone was coming for that child and they're all badgering them in the comments, and it's a fucking disgrace.
If she had just texted in and said, my child is getting bullied in school, what do I do? It wouldn't be such a big uproar. But the fact she said this other child has ADHD, everybody... Now, I was going to come on and give out to Jeremy for his blasé comment, but listening to Emma there, she's right. If this didn't... The word ADHD wasn't in this email or anything, none of us would be here up in uproar and giving out and kicking and screaming.
But the fact is that this child does have ADHD, according to Sarah Jane.
But
the reason Yeah, the reason she knows it is that she reported it to the creche, and the creche won't do anything at all because the boy has ADHD. So that's how she knows.
Wrong. That's wrong at the creche then. That is completely and utterly wrong at the creche. It is.
Absolutely.
The creche should be doing something about it. The creche, even if it's, if he's hitting her or anything, they need to do something about it. Not just blow it under the carpet because the word ADHD is attached to him. They need to sit down with both sets of parents and try sort this out like that. There's no point, because he has ADHD, he can't be talked to, or he doesn't.
Well, according to the school.
But he's not.
But do you know what ADHD is, though? Like, if you put a child on medication, do you know exactly what that does to that little child's head? I'm asking a genuine question. Like, do any of us actually know? Because I can tell you what it does.
Go on, tell us.
All right, so there's a little tablet you get, and it's called Ritalin, right? And basically, it's like traffic in your head 24/7. It's like 100 people talking to you over and over again. I think you can't get a word in with your own personality. The minute you take that Ritalin, it's game over. It's utter silence, and it's depression, and it's hard. But it's constant focus. You're focusing on everything. Do you mean to tell me you want to strip a childhood away from a five-year-old that thinks of all these amazing little things in his little head, a whole little head, just so another parent's child doesn't get hit because you've all labelled it as ADHD? She doesn't have a fact, a piece of paper, a doctor's note, nothing. She's taken it from a word of a teacher that has ADHD, and she rolled with it, and she's just slandering a five-year-old across the internet for no reason.
Well, no child has been slandered. We haven't named any child.
He is being slandered. He's been accused of absolutely annihilating another child or abusing, as they're saying in the comments.
And Emma, I'm telling you, it's Jeremy here. I'm telling you, I've seen the photograph, the bruise on that girl's arm, and it is a bruise.
And it's fuck all.
No, it is fuck all, actually. It's a bruise that you would get.
But there you go. So what's the argument over? Why is she jumping down people's necks and saying the child has ADHD? Proof child has ADHD.
Because the school, the creche, call it whatever you want, told this mother, Sarah Jane, that they won't do anything about it because the boy has ADHD.
But then it's down to the fucking school. Leave the child out of it. To be fairly honest, there's no point of blasting the child across social media for a bit of attention and look for no reason.
And this
uneducated yourself and then get yourself slated across the internet for it.
And Emma, this bruise that the child has on her upper arm is the same bruise. Geez, if you look at any of my kids, they have those bruises every day from walking into
the door.
Okay, Jeremy. Look at my own child, probably got one from falling on the bleeding road.
I'm sorry, Jeremy, you're literally belittling Sarah Jane. You did this with another caller who contacted
us. Belittling a child.
This mother...
Hang on,
this mother is concerned that her child got a bruise, so concerned...
So you're telling me... Hold on
hang
for a
on,
second.
So
you're
concerned
telling me
that she sent us a photograph.
You, if this was you and your child came home to you and said, I have a bruise, you wouldn't turn around and say, I decided that tiny, what happened? And then you go to the school, and now because you know child has ADHD, and my cousin mayhem over it. What child didn't have ADHD, Adrian?
What are you talking about?
Well, you're making excuses for.
Oh, sorry, John.
You're just up there saying that if your child came home with a bruise, you'd go mayhem over it. Flip the story around and someone told you to medicate your child.
John wants to get in here. Go on, John.
Sorry, Emma. Emma, here's the fact. No kid should be coming home with bruises from no other child.
I don't care what they have.
And here's the thing. Whether they have ADHD or they're on the spectrum or whatever else, it doesn't give any child the right to hit another child, Emma. And the fact of the matter is, it should be sorted.
I've already said that. Ridiculing the child to the bone because he has ADHD.
Nobody's ridiculing anybody.
They are ridiculing him, though.
Not at all.
So
it has to be sorted out.
He's just had to tell me that I'm ridiculing Sarah Jane because that child got a tiny little bruise.
You're minimizing it there. Yeah, but Emma, you're minimizing what's going on with the child.
We're ridiculing her, but that child's name hasn't been said because nobody can say his name. So if we said his name, then that child's been believed, correct?
But the fact that the matter is, Emma.
Give
us a minute here. Have you got ADHD yourself? Will you give us a minute?
Yeah, I do.
What I'm trying to tell you is, Emma, here it is. No matter what it is, this is a problem and it has to be sorted out. Again, what I'm saying to you is, look, we all understand that if the child has a problem.
You don't understand.
The fact of the matter is, though, Jeremy, if the child has a problem, it doesn't give them the right, Emma, to go around bashing the kids. Just don't care what anyone says.
I said that.
You know what I mean?
I already said that. In case you weren't listening, I just said that.
Yeah.
Take ADHD away from it or take that and put it into it.
No, you keep saying a little bruise. A little bruise, a little bruise.
But sorry, Emma.
And I do agree.
Emma,
I do agree.
School,
what does it take for it to stop?
Okay, but the school, you know, is basically... Hang on, Emma. The school is basically asking this mother to be a little bit more understanding as the boy in question has ADHD. Now, that's how ADHD has even come into this conversation. The school told this mother, and this mother is not at all happy because she doesn't want her child being bitten.
It's the way she said it, it's not about what the school said to her, it's the way she said it.
Let me just quote it. I rang them and said that if they don't get rid of that out of control boy or put him on meds,
what makes him out of control?
Because he keeps hitting her. He keeps hitting her.
That's not out of control.
And as Jeremy's just said, I bet you anything, the bruise is probably the same size as a toenail.
It's
causing mayhem over.
It's a tiny bruise. It's a really...
John, what do you make of this?
You know what, though? As a last caller, the fourth caller said it. He was like, how far does it have to go until it stops? I do agree with that. 110%.
It'd be stopping there now. Big time.
Yeah,
and I don't care what's wrong with the child or what the child has. If it was my child, I'd cause fucking ructions or what. Simple as that. You know what I mean? It's not on.
And,
it's not on, John.
Am I right in saying that off air you said you don't believe ADHD even exists? Is that right?
Here's the thing. We never had it growing up. I never heard of anybody having it. This is all this new bullshit. I class it as bullshit, to be honest with you. That's me now, personally. That's my opinion. And I'm entitled to my opinion. And that's just the way it is. I don't believe in it. Never did believe in it. Never will believe in it.
What do you say to that, Emma?
Uneducated little fucking swine. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ almighty. If you just researched it and just give it...
I won't be researching folk. I won't be researching anything. I don't believe in it.
Now you have an opinion that you think that sticks. Would you ever go and
call opinions matter. Call opinions matter. Don't believe in it one fucking minute. I'm not educating anybody.
You haven't got a clue, mate, have you?
No, don't want to have a clue.
So then why your opinion?
All I know is that this child is being fucking hit and being bruised, and you think it's okay. A little bruise, you're saying. Educate your own fucking self.
Emma, relax there for a second. Let me bring in a message that I got from Ashley. And Ashley said, I'm in work at the moment, so I can't come on. But going off topic a bit, I feel people who automatically excuse children with ADHD are wrong. If that child grows up to commit a serious crime as an adult, will they get off because they've ADHD or ADD? Says Ashley in Anglesey. And what I'm hearing, Emma, is some people excusing bad behaviour on the fact
that
a child has ADHD.
Don't excuse it, because at the end of the day, there is things out there to help the kids.
Okay, so why are you getting so annoyed then? If you're saying don't excuse it.
If you go read your comment section for 5 minutes and go and see what they're saying about this poor little boy, even under the comments that I made, someone literally said, fuck him out of school. He doesn't deserve to be in school. What has his education got to do with his behavioural problems?
Because he's to share
his education
with other children.
Yeah, but he also deserves an education, and he deserves the help that is required.
He's in the same class. He's in the same class, Emma. And everybody has a duty of care towards... Hold on, Emma. Everybody has a duty of care towards them children too. We can't have little Mikey run around wrecking the fucking... Hold on. We can't have Mikey run around wrecking everything and punching the head off every child. It's not fair on the other kids, Emma. It's not fair on the other kids. It's not fair on the other kids. I don't care what you say.
But at the same time, you can't just turn around and say, my child has ADHD, please excuse his behaviour. And then people jump to the defence of it and be like, well, that child doesn't deserve this and this child is that and that. What the fuck are you all shouting about?
We're all wrong.
I never said anybody was wrong, and I'm right. I never said I
Here's
was
the thing. I wouldn't. Again, I'm going back to the fact of the matter is that if any parent is bringing their child to a college or a creche, the kids should be going in and coming back out the same way as they went in. It shouldn't be coming home with bruises. I don't care if you said it's a small bruise or this or that. Or it shouldn't be the factor.
In the playground and he gets a bruise.
I don't. It's, yeah, well, that was the chair. That was the ground. And that's their fault that they fell. Not another child's fault, damn it. Come on now. Cop on, like. Seriously.
You just said the child should go into school and come home to school the same way they went in. So didn't he
fell. Hang on a second, John.
You're right,
Emma. 2 weeks ago, John, my young fellow was playing dodgeball in the yard. One of the other fellas was throwing the ball and hit him in the face and it made his nose bleed. Now, should I march down there?
That was an accident. No. That was an accident.
That's an accident.
John.
Exactly what he said. Well, if you fall there, it's your own fault. If other kids are hitting you, or other kids are bruising you, Jeremy, it's a
how
different story.
How do you know that wasn't on purpose? And the child said, it was an accident. How do you know he didn't deliberately throw that ball in his face?
Well, I'm sure this mother didn't get on to the Opinions Matter show for no good reason, to be honest, if this was an accident.
Well, it sounds like a fucking did, according to Jeremy, the fucking brave was tiny. And his face is, his son's face is busted open. So, I mean, like, you don't really have a leg to stand on because the little boy cut around somewhere and said, I didn't mean to hit her. It was an accident.
John, how
do you know what I mean? So you're fighting an end of battle here.
John, how can
making
I...
an end of, yeah, I'm not the one making excuses, guys. You are. John, end of story.
John, how can I prove that 2 weeks ago that the young fella that made my son's nose bleed playing dodgeball in the yard, how can I prove that that wasn't deliberate?
I don't give a fuck about whatever you're talking about.
Jeremy, okay.
Yes, please. Adrian, kick in there and give him a fucking slap, will you?
I'm about to.
Sorry, Jeremy. Because what he said
not
is true.
Sorry.
How Jeremy, can you prove it?
You know what we're talking about, Emma. That's fucking why.
Yeah, it does have everything to deal with because you just said you
Jeremy, the fact of the matter is,
no.
If your young fella had a bleeding nose every week because somebody threw a ball at him in dodgeball, that'd be different. This happened once.
Sarah Jane says, there's
a boy in there who keeps hitting her. Keeps hitting her. In other words, this has happened over and over again.
Keeps.
Did you miss that one, Jeremy?
Yeah,
conveniently.
No.
Did Emma miss that one as well?
No, I didn't miss that, actually. No,
right,
I didn't.
But that's what we're talking about, guys. Let's stick to the facts here. Fuck dodgeball, fuck everything else. The child is getting hurt and she wants something done. What's the big deal here, guys? Seriously.
But she needs to go over to the teacher's head and go to the principal and be like, this is not good enough.
Boom. There we go. At least there's something. I already agree with that.
It's just a fact that a child is being ridiculed for having something wrong with it.
Okay, stay there for a second, Emma, if you can, please. Our number is 085 825 2626 if you would like to get involved in this. Henry has been in touch.
Hi, guys. I can't come on. Just because a child has ADHD does not give him a pass to go and assault other kids.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Emma, what do you say to that message we played from Henry there a moment ago, that just because a child has ADHD or ADD, it doesn't give them a pass to assault kids? What do you say to that?
It doesn't. Not in the slightest way, does it? But that's not the point. That's not the point she made at all. She literally said a child should be medicated because it's out of control for a tiny little bruise. Now, I obviously don't know what the bruise look like. I'm just going off of what Jeremy said. Fair enough, do you know what I mean? But nobody knows what actually happened to the child. And that child could have said sorry 1,500 times and she's not making an ordeal out of it. I do agree for the next person that says, well, no child should be coming home with bruises. I already agree with that. I know. I'm not fucking stupid. I'm a mother myself and my own child came home with a bruise. I'd be curious what fucking happened as well. But to march over to a school and directly point a finger at a child and say, you have ADHD, you should be medicated, you're out of control, get the fuck out of school and move classes. How the hell is that child ever going to learn from one, his mistakes, or two, having education?
Okay, so answer me this question then. What do you do, or what should the school do with this child?
I already said it. They should have a meeting. the teachers and the principal or the owner or whatever sort of crash it is need to sit down with the teachers and get to the bottom of it. What the hell is going on? Has the child been assessed? Has he got the support in the classroom from another teacher? Because in crashes, we all know there's not only one teacher per class. You have a support teacher in most classes these days. My own daughter had it when she was in crash. Not that she has ADHD or anything like that. It was just because there was an extra teacher on hand. And that teacher was there for the kids that were a little bit on the spectrum. And that's what should be going on in that crash too. And if that can't resolve it, both parents need to be pulled into the scale and need to come up with a solution. Whether it's
Sarah Jane's, you're saying both parents need to be dragged in as if Sarah Jane's child has done anything wrong. The only thing that child has done wrong is to turn up for school.
Against the child. She, hold on a fucking second. She's just after coming onto your show and saying that her child should be taken out and put on medication. Absolutely, she should be dragged to the school. First of all, you had no business going on any show and telling anybody his business. And second of all, she should be pulled in. Keep your mouth fucking shut. It's a skill fucking matter and it shouldn't be broadcast to the fucking public.
Hang on there for a second, Susan. Nicola, let's stay there for a second. Let me go to Susan now. You're on Opinions Matter, Susan. How are you?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Susan. What do you want to say on this?
I just think, it's a very sad situation, but it's the creche has a responsibility to all the children there and they have a duty of care to all the children there, and it's not satisfactory enough for them to turn around and say, well, this child has ADHD or whatever, which seems to be very young to be diagnosed with it. But anyway, irrespective, they shouldn't be discussing that really with anybody else, with another parent. They should be addressing it themselves. If that means bringing in somebody extra, well, then so be it. But I think, like, for the mum who wrote in, I know she's worried about her own child, and that's understandable. But if she was suggesting, you know, it's very hard to, I suppose, in the emotion of the moment, she'll turn around and say, oh, that child needs to be medicated or it needs to be out of the school or whatever, because you're worried about your own child. But every child has a right to be in play school. It's good for their socialisation, etc. And as much as it is for any child, it's as important for a child who apparently has ADHD. But all of the children have a right to be safe there. And it's the problem that the creche should be dealing with. And they shouldn't be discussing another child.
Yeah, I mean, this notion that Emma was saying about, you know, dragging both sets of parents in to discuss it,
no.
I don't see why Sarah Jane needs to be dragged in at all, because Sarah Jane's only issue here is her child getting hit.
Exaggerating what's happening to her daughter.
Exaggerating, and what that lady just said is bang on. Absolutely bang on. At the end of the day, every child should have an education and every child has a right to go to school. And even if the child has ADHD, we don't know that. That's just coming from word of mouth. That teacher had no right to ever tell Sarah Jane that business. So therefore, she should be pulled up and be like, I'm sorry, that was misinformation or whatever it was. She has no proof of that. And it's disgraceful. At the end of the day, if that little boy's name was put into this conversation, his name would be used in this conversation.
Okay, we wouldn't name a child. Let's just make that perfectly clear.
No, but you know
clear.
What I mean, though? Like, you just said to me there a couple of minutes ago that Sarah James is getting dragged through the mud because of our comments. You put the boy's name into it and then he'd be dragged through the mud. Go read our comments. They're all fucking saying it. It's horrible. Every child has a right to an education and every child deserves help when they need it, especially if they're on the section is something that they have no control over. It's a mind thing. You lash out. It's literally intrusive thoughts. It's like, I'm going to bite somebody. I'm going to bite them. And it's not because you want to. It's an intrusive thought.
Nicola, I get all that. Emma, I get all that. I get the point you're trying to make. However, at the end of the day, no parent wants their child being injured at school. They don't really care
100%.
What the issue is with the other child.
Hold the parents in. That's how, as your kid, I'm not being disrespectful or any way, sort of shape or form here, but are your kids young enough to go to creche?
Me? No, they're not.
Yeah. Well, my daughter was in creche 2 years ago, and I can tell you now, the teachers that are in creche now in whole creche were absolutely amazing when it came to stuff like that. I don't know where whole little one goes to school. It's none of my fucking business at the end of the day. But there should be a teacher at all times in the classroom with a support teacher for children like him.
Okay, you know what I mean? Hang on there for one second, because Jason is spitting bullets listening to this conversation. Why are you so annoyed?
Well, I've been on to you about this before. The paediatrician who came up with the acronym ADHD done it, and only done it to get irate women out of his doctor surgery. He then produced papers years later to say it. Okay, there's a big, big industry involved in this. A lot of money coming from the people who make the tablets.
And do you know what Ritalin does to your mind? Have you ever taken Ritalin?
No, thank God. I would not put that stuff near my worst enemy.
Oh, and any doctor who prescribes it. Unless you take that medication, you come and stand to my face and you tell me that ADHD does not exist and I will laugh at you. Because see all them little mind games you have in your head, they'd be white in seconds if you took Ritalin. Let me assure you that. So you pipe the fuck down there, mister, and you sit back and you educate yourself before you come at me about paediatricians and money and this and that and the other. Unless you fucking have it, then have an opinion on it. Otherwise, shut the fuck up, because you've no idea what ADHD does to a young child's brain when they're being fed with medication for a society to fit in, to feel normal, to think straight, to do well in school. Otherwise, you haven't got a clue. You haven't got a fucking notion. We're talking about a five-year-old fucking baby child that is in creche, and she's telling them to medicate the child in order for the child not to hit somebody.
Is anybody else allowed to talk?
I'll talk, but you couldn't, because you went talking over me, then you had no clue.
Hello, shut up for a minute, you fucking idiot.
Hey, you're a fucking idiot. You pipe down for a reason.
He's after hanging up now. He's pissed off. So
yeah, because he got a point proven to him. He literally piped up about something, couldn't back it up, so he piped down. That's the problem with all them in your comment section. They haven't got a fucking clue what they're talking about. They run them out. They realise they have nothing to fall back on, and they shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I do agree, Emma. I was looking at the comments as well, and I was seeing a lot of the people. What's the expression, Adrian? If you want to know me, come walk in my shoes. People should not be commenting on ADHD or ADD.
I agree with that, Jeremy. Unless you want to know what it's like to walk in a mile of an ADHD, I walk in my shoes for fucking nearly 26 years and you know exactly what it's like.
And by the way,
that poor child should not ever be ridiculed for having a disability.
And by the way, you go to any child psychologist in the world, well, most of them, they will tell you that ADHD does actually exist.
No, of course it does. No, I don't doubt that for a second. Some people, though, believe it's overdiagnosed. It's a label put on some children.
Well, no, to get a diagnosis...
And that's a reasonable thing to assume.
No, it's not, because to get a diagnosis for ADHD, okay?
I know it's not easy.
Some people think that a child just walks into a doctor and the child is moving around and slapping people, and the doctor goes, ADHD! No, Emma, you'll know this better than me. The amount of tests, don't you, that a child has to go through in order to come to the...
It's horrific.
Yeah. So a lot of tests.
It's traumatizing. You actually feel like there's something wrong. Like, as a child going through that, you sit and you ask your mom. I've asked my parents, both, is there something wrong with me, mentally and physically? Like, am I not supposed to be in a normal school? Am I not a normal human being for feeling the way I feel? Because my mindset and my feelings aren't like everybody else's.
Okay, stay there for a second, Emma, because Jason has been back on to us. This is Jason who hung up the phone. Hang on, just have a listen to this.
Oh yeah, Adrian, will you play this message to her? The reason I piped down and hung up, because nobody can hear what I'm saying when she's only just shouting, okay? This is what I wanted to tell her. No doctor in their right mind, or no mother in her right mind, would give her child Ritalin. So she'd want to go back and speak to her mother. ADHD is made up. Look it up.
No. Okay.
Is he joking me?
No, he's not. He's not. He's actually
Do you know what you should do? You should go on your little Facebook page there, and you should literally just take a screenshot of ADHD Ireland and just slap it up there, and all you uneducated twats like him can read it, and maybe give them a call and actually sit down and listen to what he has to say. Because I tell you, it's very inspirational.
Thanks,
Emma. It really fucking is.
Good to talk to you as always. Thanks very much indeed.
As always, the first time we've ever spoken.
Oh, is it the first time? Okay. Good to talk to you for the first time.
Bye.
Good luck.
I could talk to her all day.
All day. I've a bit of a headache now, but Patricia.
Hi, lads. Louise here. How are you? Sorry, I can't come on. I'm just heading out to work now. What that last caller is actually saying is completely true. Because I've been diagnosed, I got diagnosed with there about a month ago. And I'm taking meds as well. And exactly what she said is happening in that child's head happens. It's like traffic constantly. And once you're starting your meds, it sort of calms down a little bit. Getting back to Sarah Jane's message, I was probably a little bit harsh at the beginning because it sort of riled me a little bit when she said she wanted to sue the school and everything. I thought that was way over the top. I get what she's saying. I completely get what she's saying. No parent would be happy with their kids coming home with bruises. Of course not. But at the same time, there's got to be an awful lot of comprehension as well on the part of the child with the ADHD, you know. These type of things, you can't control them. I'm an adult and there's certain things that I can control as well. Obviously, I don't go around hitting people or anything like that, but there's other aspects of my life that I find it difficult to control, like timekeeping, for example. So I can only imagine what it's like for a little five-year-old. But like I said, I believe that the creche, when that child with ADHD registered to go to the creche and all of that, they should have had measures in place to take on these children and to have a nice environment for every child to go and learn and stuff and enjoy the things. So I can understand both sides, but I do feel that a lot of people were coming down really, really harshly on that child. At the end of the day, it's not his fault. And I'm not saying that it's nice for a child to go home with bruises and stuff like that. Absolutely, it's not. But the creche, they're taking responsibility to take a child into their care with ADHD and other neurotypical children as well. So they've got to be responsible for this and they've got to have the correct measures in place. All right, love the show, lads. Thanks. And Jeremy, a little bit of banter on Instagram. Yes, I was just winding you up about the election. Take care, lads. Talk soon.
Don't know what that last bit was all about.
Winding us up about Donald Trump.
Oh, right, okay. Anyways, there you go. Thank you for that message.
And for those of you giving out about Emma, yes, she did scream a lot, but she was very passionate about it because she has walked in those shoes. And I'm not saying if you don't have kids, you shouldn't have an opinion on ADHD at all. What I'm saying is you need to educate yourself and you need to have a family member that does have ADHD or ADD to talk about it. Like, you can't talk about... In the same way, I can't give an opinion about alcoholism because I've never been an alcoholic. Adrian could give an opinion on it. I couldn't. Did I say something wrong there?
Thank you for listening to this latest opinion.
I couldn't
matter.
Give an opinion about going on cruise holidays because I'm not 70. Adrian could because he goes on them. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, you're such a tosser. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and also join our WhatsApp channel where you'll get a daily notification. Send the words add me to 085-825-2626 and we'll send you back the link to join our WhatsApp channel. And a big thank you to our show sponsors, IrishTaxRebates.ie.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit IrishTaxRebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.